my nieces and nephews where I see them and I'm just happy.
Yeah, I forgot the rule, though.
What's the rule?
If you hug Terry...
You smell like Terry.
You smell like Terry for the rest
of the
day.
That's what that was. I ran into him coming off the elevator.
What's wrong with that?
And I knew he was coming in. So, but still, to see him, it was like, I was coming. There it is.
He wears a lot of cologne. And when you give them the right. Big hug.
Well, I might smell it like his musk. Nice.
A little man dap is all you need. But if you give him the whole big embrace and stick your tongue in his ear, and then you're getting dressed at the gym, and you're like, wait, is this my locker? Why does my locker smell like Terry?
He was there, buddy. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Book on my
buddy,
head and go lift weights.
Yep. I'm so happy. I was just so happy to see him. It just made me smile yesterday. And he was in full Terry form yesterday. And I'm sure that that'll be the case today. It'll be good.
What do you have today?
Today, I'm just going to have a little bit of fun. There's lots of stuff that I want to talk about. Like, it's one of those days where we didn't book guests today. We're just going to hang out. Just the crew is going to hang out and talk about some things. I want to talk about the White Sox and how much happier I actually am than I thought I would be with this year's White Sox.
No joke.
Yeah. It came up in a conversation yesterday on the Loho Daily podcast. And I was like, I'm actually in a good place as a White Sox, right? Even with all of the stuff.
Manny Benuelos.
Well, that's bad.
Being around.
I mean, that's real bad.
Irvin Santana being a thing.
But I know that twice a week.
Yeah.
I get the opportunity to watch what I think is the future of the franchise.
Oh, there's good reason to go to games.
Absolutely.
There's really good reason to go to games. This is that time where you want to do that, especially because we're at the perfect confluence of inexpensive tickets on the secondary market, players who matter, and the fact that the food and drink in that ballpark has never, ever, ever been better.
And in their last 30, they're 16-14.
Yeah, they're a decent team.
They've actually been okay. So I want to talk about that. I want to have a little fun with a topic that I've been wanting to do for a couple weeks, and I want to talk about this Game of Thrones stuff. Have you seen this?
We did. Yeah, the petition that we talked about on change.org was part of the Midday Midway this morning, and I hadn't updated it when I brought it up when we started the show, and I just left the website there, so it hadn't updated. I don't mean to. I said it was 16,000 fans that
it's 300,000 now.
It is now 500,000.
Get out of here!
It is now 500,000.
Well, poor Tony is heartbroken. He is heartbroken about what's happened in the last two episodes.
I've
tried to tell him, like, don't be heartbroken about it. And I don't know if they can save it, but the idea of them, you know what? We're just gonna redo the season 8. That's not happening.
No, Martin will write the book, and you get to relive it that way. If you're into the whole book.
I don't want to read the book.
Yeah,
we know you don't, Tony. We
know they are. They're bigger than mine.
That's the whole point. We know that you don't want to. You want to get mad and do an online petition that's not going to do anything for people. Ever. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2. By the way, that might be a better choice for you today. You can listen to us on the AM signal. But if you've got the means in your ride to listen on WBMX HD2 104.3 HD2, that might be a better choice for you today considering the weather is going to mess with the AM signal. Just my little recommendation from me to you. A radio.com sports station. They are Bernstein and McKnight. You can hear them every day, 9 a.m. until noon, right here on The Score. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the Western Conference Finals versus San Diego. Game 1 and 2 will be played this Friday and Saturday night at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Your average Bulls fan, the one that you're now trying to get into the United Center to watch this product, those Bulls teams aren't theirs. They're mine. And while I'm furious about what's happening with the Bulls, they're leaning towards ambivalence. You haven't given them anything to hold on to as a franchise, to support your franchise. You've given them platitudes and no results. You're asking them to come along with you on the whole try hard campaign. Did I say campaign?
And campaign.
You traded for campaign. You're asking them to go along with you on this on faith. And they don't have it because everything that this organization has put in front of them has been a failure.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Oh, that guy was pretty mad yesterday. Jeez. I am not going to allow myself to have the Bulls anger me today. At least that's the plan. I mean, something could happen. They could give Jim Boylan another extension.
Oh, we're doing the Mitch Trubisky show?
No, we're not doing that show today, Campy. We've settled this, right? Like, we're going to do this All-Star Week. Unless something happens in between now and then. So mark your calendars. What is that, July 14th or whatever? That week, the whole week, we're at least going to have one segment on every show to ask the question, is Mitch Trubisky good? So just get ready, because that's what's happening in July. This hour is being brought to you by Arlington International Race Course. I'm Lawrence Holmes. This is my show. Here with you until 2. The crew, you'll hear a lot of them on today's show. Rick Camp, Tony Gill. I am too blessed to be stressed? Is that what the church folks say? I'm too blessed to be stressed today about the Bulls. And I'm going to try really hard. Yesterday and the day before were difficult for Bulls fans. So what we're going to do is we're going to try not to talk about them today. Because I know that it's going to set you off, and then you're going to text or call here, and then I'm going to get set off, and it's going to be a whole thing. So until further notice, I'm making this decree. The Bulls are banned on this show. Until further notice. Because you, Tony, you know what it does to your host. And I know what it does to the listeners. So we will not, they shall be the team who shall not be named. Until further notice.
All right. I agree. We can do that.
Oh, Campy, you okay with this, Sue?
Yeah, until the first bad signing.
You're right. I mean, we have to cover them.
Actually, to be fair, the bad draft pick.
Oh, but we still got to wait. We still got a month, right, before that even happens?
Yeah, it's a month before the draft.
So. All right. There is, so has been written, so shall it be done. Yes.